And the Bible says this, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual," somebody say spiritual, right? "Restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load." Verse 6, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For we do not sow to the, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season," somebody say due season, right? "We shall reap," say we shall reap, right? "If we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." Amen? So I was drawn to that scripture, "He who sows to this flesh will of the flesh reap corruption." Natural things are not evil things, right? We all need houses and clothing and all these kind of things. But that should not be first priority. Amen? Sow into God's work is priority one. Hallelujah. Spiritual, giving into the things of the Spirit and the things of the natural are secondary to the things of the Spirit, not the other way around. That's the world says body, soul, spirit. If you go to a lot of gyms, they'll have that along with their little rainbow sign and transgender things. Body, soul, spirit. No, no, no. Somebody say spirit, soul, body. So that's why you give and you tithe and watch God do a blessing that goes on and on and on and on. I shared this a couple weeks ago that my brother Vance, when he passed, he left money. He left like money for his family, and there were also tithe envelopes in his apartment that he hadn't gotten around to give yet. Amen. And I took, you know, he left me personally an inheritance. My brother did. And my brother loved music. Vance, you all know Vance, right? Many of you. Music. I mean, he had probably over, I don't know, thousands of CDs. Especially his love was for the 80s. Music. He was just kind of stuck in the 80s, right? He loved 80s music. And when I got my portion of the inheritance of Vance, I just decided, you know what? This is sacred money, man. I was like, I'm not going to go buy cheeseburgers, even though my brother liked cheeseburgers, too. McDonald's. Was it plain, Randy, or cheeseburger? Do you remember? Yeah, that too. But, I mean, he had his thing at McDonald's, like hamburger. I think it was his hamburger. Fries, Coke. And I'm happy. I think it was the two-burger meal, right? But I took his inheritance that he left me. That would be like a stack of 20s, right? I mean, my brother. Hallelujah. And all of us. He left all of us an inheritance. But I found there's a Christian radio station called Air One. Many of you probably have heard of that. And all they do is worship on Air One. There's a lot of good Christian stations and music. But man, that station has ministered to me in the past few months especially. Just getting back to a heart of worship. I love the Word. I love hearing messages and hearing preaching and studying the Word. But my kids really, with the whole Dare to Believe movement and just everything God's doing in your generation, has really redirected a lot of us that are in my generation to remember to worship. Worship through it, right? And boy, Air One has ministered to me in the past few months. And so I took that inheritance and I called them on the phone, and they were having a fundraiser. And it's cool because one of the DJs that's on every day is named Lacey. And I have a daughter named Lacey. And the girl that answered the phone that was doing the fundraising, her name was Lindsay. I have a daughter Liz, so we talked about that. But I took the money that my brother, for his love for music, right? And instead of giving it to, you know, anywhere else I could have given it, I chose to sow it into something that will go on and on and on. My brother is going to go on and on and on and on and on. Eternity. Eternity. I wasn't going to buy a pair of shoes with that. Right? Glory to God. Sowing to the Spirit, man. Something that he loved, music, but worship music. And he had his gospel stuff too, right? But wow, what an opportunity every Sunday. And, you know, we partner with a number of ministries. The cool thing about church in general, the way it should be, but our church for sure, is that we're way bigger than these walls and these seats. And Randy's a great testimony of that. We minister through them to people in South America, Baja, Mexico, and other missionaries. And we partner with other ministries. There's some documentation back there of Star of Hope in Romania. And there's others. We sow into Israel. Joseph Shulam and Nativia Ministries. And what else is there? There's like Japan. I mean, but those are just the missionaries that we're giving into. We'll talk about that more on Mission Sunday coming up in a couple weeks. But every time we sow, not only are you making an opportunity for people here to have a place to come, but we're also a portion of your giving. 10% of all of our giving goes out to other ministries. Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Victory Network, others that we sow into that are literally preaching the gospel 24/7 around the world. This is remarkable. I love it, and this is just another opportunity to praise God and sow to the Spirit. And then everything that you have need of, I was doing a Torah study yesterday that probably will turn into a series. It's called The Blessed Condition. We're talking about heart condition right now in the church. They have something in the Torah, in the Messianic teaching and Jewish teaching and the Shemash called three levels of blessing. And all of it, you know, the majority of it as the foundation of it is based on prosperity. You are blessed, so you can therefore be a blessing. So this is wonderful stuff to do. But we live in a world that tries to contain us, doesn't it? The devil is a containing devil. He tries to put a cap on it, get us saying things like we're on a fixed income or thinking small or shrinking back or just thinking about our little box that we live in. That is so not God. Andrew Womack has a book I'm reading right now called Don't Limit God. And all of that plays into all of this. Somebody say, don't limit God. So if you sow to the Spirit, God is going to get involved in you and everything that you have need of. Pay your house off, your vehicles off, debt canceling, give you financial wisdom and opportunities, take care of your children, take care of generations, man. Somebody say, watch him work. Watch him work. Glory to God. Well, let's pray and we'll sow into the work of the gospel, right? So Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this opportunity to sow into your work. We just honor you today with our finances. We sow to the Spirit, Lord God, and we know we're going to reap back eternally in this life and in the life to come. And we just give you all the praise and all the glory for this glorious opportunity to get your gospel preached around the world, because Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah. And we praise you for all these things in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen.
Okay. I'm very excited to be here. I've been limited with my ability to text and to be online with computer screens, so that's why there hasn't been prayer and praise. But I'm still praying and I'm still praising. But on that note, I do have one more testimony to share. Our little Macy, the one that had the accident with the lawnmower, got her new boot and has taken three steps at a time with her new boot. So we're praising Jesus that she's going to keep on walking and keep on being healed. And we're shouting hallelujah all the way. Amen. And so I want to back it up. I'll be as quick as possible. I know I can get long-winded, but I'll try. And so it was about 2.5 weeks ago. And I'm gonna say this, not being harsh or being mean, but it's time to stop compromising. It's time to stop compromising. The word has to become number one in our lives. It has to become number one. This has to be the most important thing in your world. And I'll explain why. I pray for a lot of people all the time for healing. So I listen to healing verses. And I start them in the morning, and I'll be listening. And if something jumps out at me, I'll pause whatever I'm listening to. And I ask the Lord, who is this for today? And a lot of times your faces will come to me, and I will just stop what I'm doing, and I will intercede with that verse. Because I feel like if I'm going to war with the enemy, I have to have a weapon. And my weapon can't be, oh, my word, Lord, where'd I put my Bible? What was that verse? We have to be sharp. We have to be in this. And that means we have to stop compromising and saying, oh, I'll do it later. I'll do it later. There is no later, church family. This is it. These are the last days, right? And I remember I was getting ready, and Jeremiah 30:17 came up. It was Nancy Dufresne that morning, and I looked in the mirror, and you know, girls were putting on our eyelashes. I was putting on my eyelashes, and it just jumped in my heart, and I stopped my video, and I said, Brother Jim, you were actually going through your heart stuff. So I said, is this for Jim this morning? And the Lord said, no, it's not for Jim. I was praying for Macy, and I said, not for Macy. And I said, well, Lord, who is this verse for? And he said, this verse is for you. Amen. And at that moment, there was nothing going on. And I remember I looked in the mirror, and I giggled. And I said, Father, have you looked at me? I'm doing great today. My health is great. I don't have any wounds. I'm doing great. And he said, I want you to take this verse and hold it in your heart. And I said, well, I can do that. You know, I love where Mary hears all these things about Jesus, and there's all these, you know, questions and people wondering, and what does it say she does? She ponders these things in her heart. She's saving it for later, right? So fast forward, the end of the week, I had gotten a really bad headache, and it lasted all weekend, and ended up going into urgent care and then into the ER. And in the ER, they ran the tests, and they brought Steve and I back. And young doctor, probably in his, I don't know, mid-30s, maybe early 40s. And it tore my heart to see the look on his face, you know, and he sat across from me and he said, ma'am, I know you came in with a headache, but I have some news for you. We found a mass in the front of your brain. And my response was the same response that I said to the Lord when he gave me my verse. I giggled. I giggled. There was no fear. I giggled. And I remember thinking, he's got the wrong lady. I don't think he knows what, and I must have done something outwardly, because he kind of had a shocked look on his face, and he looked at me, and then he looked at Steve, and he looked back at me, and he's like, I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say, but this means we're going to have to admit you and start doing some tests, and because we have to figure out what this is. And he was so distraught. I remember that moment. You know, you say a prayer inside your heart. And I remember thinking, God, I just need to let him know he's okay. So I reached over and I said, listen, we're people of faith. I'm going to be all right. You don't have to worry about me. I'm going to be okay. And it was just like, I don't think he got it. But it's okay, you know. They don't have to get it. You know, we get it. And but I can tell you, church family, I have never had any fear. No fear. No fear. How does that happen? This right here. This right here. This is the foundation we have inside. This is the foundation. No fear. I have such peace. And there have been multiple times in the hospital that, you know, you sometimes get in your situations and something comes up and you're like, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. I didn't even do that. I felt like at one moment I was speaking the word over myself and the Lord said, Shelley, be quiet. And I was like, but Lord, I need to declare your word. I need to stand. He said, you've already done that. Be quiet. And I said, but Lord, what about standing in faith? And he said, you have sowed your seed of faith for healing for others, and I am raising up a standard to fight for you. Hallelujah. And that's what I felt. I felt like I was able to rest because he was raising up you guys to agree for me. God is so faithful. But the bottom line comes down to, if we don't, that song, I was looking at this song, you know, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. But if you don't know what his word is, how do you know what you're trusting in? If you don't know what his promise is, how do you know what's yours? I know what's mine, church family. And I am not going to be moved. I know what is mine in Christ. And when I was praying about it, I know you guys probably have heard the song on the radio, Christ is my firm foundation, you know, he'll never fail me yet. Love that song. And it talks about my house won't fail, right? So I was praising the Lord about that song this morning, and I just thought, thank you, Lord. Our house is not going to fail because we are planted on a firm foundation. But even more than that, this house right here, you are all planted on a firm foundation and you are part of us and we're not going to fail. And when I have to sit a lot right now, but I pray. And the kids, when the boys were little, we used to read this kind of a Viking story. I'll be quick. And they had these guys, and they were called berserkers. And they would get an injury to them, and their goal was to go out and take out as many of the enemy from their comrades as they could because they had been injured. And so the other day I was sitting there, and I was frustrated. Like, Lord, I'd just love to do something different than just sit right here, you know? And he said, well, then be my berserker. Amen. And I said, what? He said, yeah, be my berserker. Let's go get them. Let's go get all these mountains. Let's just take care of everybody's stuff. And I was like, I can do that. So I have been calling your names out. If there's things I know about your lives, I've been speaking those things and just speaking blessings on you. So in these 50 days, as we're praying for me, yes, but don't limit God. Don't limit God. I am believing when we get out of this, we're taking them all down. I'm expecting signs and wonders and breakthroughs and miracles like we have never seen before, because we're just going to dare to believe this is true. Dare to believe that it's true. Amen? I wanted to read you this verse. This has kind of been besides the Jeremiah 30:17, this has been another verse. And it's 1 Peter 5:9. I withstand the enemy. Why don't you just stand to your feet for just a second? Yes. And say this with me. I withstand the enemy. I am firm in faith. Against his onset. I am rooted. Established. Strong. Immovable. And determined. This is us, church family.
Hallelujah.
This is us this morning. We're not going to let the devil take a swing and just stand here. No, no, no. No, we're going to swing back. We're going to take him down, and we're going to believe not just for our church, but for this area, for our states, for our country. We limit God, and I'm done limiting.
Hallelujah.
I'm done limiting. I'm believing for God for the overflow that is going to be like nothing we've ever seen before. And it starts with no compromise. Make this the first thing in the morning. during the day, last thing at night, make it be everything to you so that you can trust in him because you know what his word says, you know what his promises are, and don't apologize. I'm done apologizing for my faith. I'm done apologizing for my faith. I'm done apologizing for how we do church. I'm done apologizing how we parent. I'm done. I'm doing what God has called me to do. And because I'm doing what God has called me to do, we will see the blessings of the Lord. Yes. Thank you. Amen? Thank you. I have such a heart for your children. Yes. Joni, I'm calling that girl in. She's been on my heart all week. Amen. We're not letting them go. We're going to hold fast and hold tight, and they're coming in. Yeah. Doesn't matter what the world says, they're coming in. And if they look like they're slipping, well, then parents, get in here, get your promise, get your word, and get them back. We have authority. Amen? Amen? Amen. So whatever it is that you're needing today, today's your day. I know I'm good. God has just been so faithful to us. I told Steve, I said, I got to go today because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, but also the word of our testimony. And that's my testimony. No fear, no worry, no concern. I just have such amazing peace. How can we have this peace? Because of this. Because he's faithful. Amen? Amen. Let's just pray real quick. Father, I thank you so much. Thank you that I got to be in church today. You know that is such in my heart, Lord, to be in your house and with your people. So thank you. I pray, Father, that you would touch every person here today. Encourage them, strengthen them, excite them, God, about what you're doing. Excite them about what you're doing. We are not weary and well-doing up here. We are running. We are trucking. We are excited about what God is doing. And I just thank you, Father, that you are faithful to your word. Yes. And I pray I ask for a new hunger for the word of God for the people in this building right now that will be insatiable. It will be insatiable. They won't be able to even fill it. There will be so much of a desire, Father, for your word. And as they open your word, things are going to come alive. They're going to jump off the pages, and they're going to see mysteries and signs and wonders they've never seen before that will speak right to them, right to their need, Father, right to their situation. And we call in breakthroughs and miracles and signs and wonders. We thank you, Father, for the impossible things the world says is impossible. We say, not with you. All things are possible with you. And that's what we expect, God. That's what we anticipate. And we thank you, Father, that our church family, we are planted on the rock. We're not going anywhere. We're firm in you. We're established, rooted, grounded. And I thank you for that, Father. I just pray a blessing over your people today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Amen. So why don't you just say glory to God right there, right? And Pastor Shelley, rock solid. Rock solid. Didn't flinch at all. Me, when I went and locked myself in a bathroom, man of faith, and needed to call and talk to my kids that were at home, and Lane answered the phone, and he preached me out. Lane preached me out. And then right as I was hanging up with Lane, Scott called me. I'm in the bathroom. Scott preached me back out. So how many know we got a great big God, and he surrounds us with his people and all your prayers. We feel this. I literally feel like we're armored with prayer. It's remarkable. And we just want to thank you guys for that. And we have a little sticky note all over our house that says, we just win in Jesus, to keep our focus, right? And we declared last Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, we declared a 50-day war. Let the Holy Ghost lead you in your time of, you know, prayer, fasting, worship, declaring the Word of God to end on July 12th. Not just for Pastor Shelley, but for all your breakthroughs. Right? Because the devil started a riot, basically, okay? So we're going to continue in that, just pressing in, worshiping the Lord, and just take, basically just bump it up a notch, right? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Don't get into to fear or worry or, you know, issues of this life. Just lay it down at Jesus' feet and worship and praise. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Lay something aside that maybe God, this day to day, right? I'm not saying I'm not eating for 50 days. That's ridiculous, right? Jesus didn't even have to do that. But there might be something he wants me to lay aside. I could go on and on about that. But just let the Holy Spirit led. Somebody say Spirit led. Not Steve led. Spirit led. Amen. And I was doing a study on, again, the Torah portion yesterday. And it was part of it was the story of Samson. And the story of John the Baptist in the New Testament and how the angel of the Lord got sent to bring a message to the person, whether it was John's father or Samson's mother, right? But it's interesting because the word angel translates messenger from God, but it also translates pastor, prophet, teacher. And I thought, that's interesting, right? And I got to thinking of asking the Lord about that. And he just said, well, the similarity is the word messenger, right? So me, I'm here to bring you a message that I've heard. And the key thing also is that the angel of the Lord, like Gabriel told Zacharias, I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence. Somebody say, stand in the presence of God. So I'm here to bring you a message because I've been standing in the presence of God, not in the place of God. There's a difference there. If anyone gets up and starts preaching something and says, I'm God in your life, that's a lie, right? So we all, like Shelley said, no compromise. We all need to be good sheep and know what's in this book. So if Steve starts talking about Kool-Aid and poison and we're all going to heaven tonight, you know Steve wasn't standing in the presence of God, right? And you know that's what the doors are for, right? But the word messenger. And I really feel that in Brother Randy and Scott are two men of God right here in the front. They are both ministers of the gospel. And I just feel like God has something that he wants to do right now. And you guys are here. And I'm just going to step out of the way and just let you guys. I mean, I can feel there's something on in you guys to bring something that God wants you to share. So, amen. If you bear witness with that, go ahead. Otherwise, I do have a message, but that message can be bumped for this. Somebody say, we're flowing. We are flowing. So welcome, you guys. Amen.
Okay. Wow. So I'm just grateful to be here and just feel the presence of God here so strong in this place. This is kind of a surprise trip. Not a surprise. It was just had to come up here for a week and work on our house. And just wanted to make sure I was here with you guys, and I just wanted to be here and just support, because your faith and your generosity have carried us all the time. And so, anyway, I'm thankful to be here, and all I can think about as I hear Shelley testify of no fear, I think about a time, I think it was in 2019, at Larry and Lana's house. We were up for Christmas. I was struggling with fear. And cartel activity down there, I was not in a good place. Didn't tell my family, but I was struggling and with fear. And I'm thinking, we got to get out of here, you know? I was in the flesh. And you guys were all here, the Live and Goods, the Sneers, and you guys prayed over us. And I'm telling you, in that moment, something broke, and I've never ever been afraid again. And there's been some crazy stuff happening, and it's like I have no, it's just it, something happened, and it was the faith. And so there, sometimes we need the faith of others to bring out our own faith. And as we were sitting here today, as I was sitting here and I was listening to the testimony and just feeling God speak, I'm just thinking about this word trust, and even in worship, this word trust, the Hebrew, you know, people talk about faith and my faith like it's a noun, like it's a thing that is like your religion, but, you know, faith is truly when you believe and you trust, right? And in the Hebrew, it carries the meaning of like, you know, leaning and like depending on, like this. Like, I am trusting right now in this table and that I'm not going to fall. Because if it moves or breaks, I will fall, right? And so when we trust in the Lord and we put our trust in the Lord, oh, man, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. It produces perseverance. When I'm leaning on the Lord and trusting on the Lord, I am safe. It doesn't matter if there's storms blowing around me, if I'm getting wet, if it's hot, if it's I'm good. He's not going to move. He's not moving. And so if I'm trusting in him, if we're trusting in him, if we're placing our trust in him, then we're in the best place that we can be, regardless of what happens, because we win anyway, right? It's just like the sticky note. Like, we're going to win because the testing of our faith, it's producing something. It's like out of thin air, really. It's like it's not like it doesn't exist, but by trusting and by being steadfast and by standing on the word of God, all of a sudden now there's something produced in me. You know, isn't that amazing? So I'm so challenged by your faith. I want to just let you guys know how grateful we are to you as a church, not just for the financial support, but for the faith, the being a people of faith. And we get the emails, the praise and prayer, and we're encouraged, and we pray with you, and I know you're praying. And so we're encouraged by your faith, and I just want you to know, my wife sends her greeting. I said, I'm coming to Redeemed Church this morning. She's like, oh, please tell them, Steve and Shelley, we love you, and I'm going to tell it for all of you from her that we love you guys, and we're thankful. I just want to say one quick a testimony as well, and because we're actually, I don't know what Holy Spirit's can do. He's moving, do what he wants, and I might have to leave early because we have a missions team meeting later in a little bit. But you guys not only sow into us as a family, you sowed into our Koinonia pastors gathering. This year, I know this year. For sure, I think last year too, but we were in a place where I think I shared with you guys before, I've never known anybody who owns hotels, and then in the last couple of years, we've met two people who own hotels, and they say, bring your pastors, and one gives us 90%, one gives us 75% discount. It's amazing. It's just our God owns everything, right? And so we're able to bless these pastors with, you know, with just money that God just provides from, you know, his people. And so 2 years ago, we did our first one at this fancy resort. And last year, we did it at this other one, which is a little more, just more chill and a lot cheaper. And so it was great, too. They were all just amazing. And we just felt like, kept thinking, you know, do we go back to the big resort for this year? Because the guy's saying, hey, I want you guys to come back. Our staff loves you. We want to. And so we're trying to figure out, but the money wasn't there. But we had gotten, because in the past somebody gave us a gift, like a matching gift, right? And so it said, hey, here's this, and you raise the rest, and we can do your whole, all expenses paid for these pastors. Keep in mind that this thing that you guys are sowing into, we've had pastors tell us, they said, what you guys are doing is saving churches, is keeping churches open. Like literally, and it didn't even hit me. And when I say you guys, I mean you guys, us guys, right? Like we're like literally keeping, because these pastors are crying and saying, I just said 3 weeks ago, Lord, I can't do this anymore. And then here they are. They're getting the word of the Lord, prophetic word. God's just bringing them in. It's just been amazing. So here we are. We're looking at ahead and saying, God, what do you want to do? How do we? Where do we want to go? We don't want to just keep doing it because it's working. What do you want to do? We had booked the cheaper one, because I'm, those who know me know I'm a little kind of a frugal guy. I'm thinking maybe we don't need to go to the expensive one again. And I see your guys' gift come in. And I'm like, well, man, I don't even have the matching gift yet, right? Like, they don't even, it was late. Like, the people, I thought they were going to give again. And so we didn't know. All of a sudden, boom, it's like the money's all there. And so I called the owner of the hotel. He's like, hey, let's get together. I just wanted to kind of get feel where we're at. Because that was 2 years ago. And I may know a little thing called inflation, right? And so thinking, I don't know. So go to meet with him, and he says, Randy, I want you to come here. You're going to do it. Whatever you paid in 2024 is what you're going to pay. Just come back. I'm like, all right, sign us up. We're in. So no inflation in the kingdom of God, right? It's just amazing. I just want to say that real quick testimony because you guys sow into that, and I want you to be praying, too, for this Koinonia Pastors Retreat. That's coming up June 22nd to 25th. It's going to be 30 couples. It's just going to be a super intimate, prophetic ministry, 3 days, and they'll get spoiled, and it's a beautiful place, but a lot of times just in the presence of God and soaking in the presence of God. So please pray for that. I want to thank you again, and I want to challenge you. Even as we stand and do war for the next 50 days and believe for healing, not just for Shelley, but for everything, right? For all that is the enemy coming again, man, we are gonna trust more and more, and we're gonna be leaning on the word. We're gonna be great peace have those who love thy law, and we're gonna be standing on the word, leaning into him, and I know that we're gonna have some serious testimonies very soon. Amen. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Randy. That was amazing. You know, it's been awesome to watch your guys' ministry over the years. And more importantly, to watch the ministry of this church over the years. Just, it's mind-boggling to me. I'm involved in a lot of boards for not just nonprofits, but church-level conversations, churches that give. And so I'm privy to a lot of books, like what churches take in and where it goes and what the purpose behind it is. So I could hang out there a long time, but we'll put it this way. This church would be the opposite of the modern Western world church when it comes to giving. This church would identify Jesus for the city. This would be a Jesus for the nations church. The amount of how God has used Redeemed Church to influence the kingdom of God is quite frankly, from just even a business standpoint, overwhelming to try and even comprehend. So super cool to see, obviously, Randy here, close friend, and to be here at Redeemed is always close to my heart. You know, this is going to be kind of a little bit off topic, but there's a lot of commotion in the in all of Christendom right now about women's place in ministry. Having only sisters and four daughters, there's the door to anybody that think they should be doing the work of the ministry. But, you know, I was thinking about, and I was looking at John 2, and it's not just that it's a woman, but this is about the power of prayer to move the heart of God, right? And so if you think about this story, this is where Jesus, of course, is with his mother, Mary, and she's kind of pestering, as some moms do, son, they're out of wine. He says, woman, it's not yet my time. He actually refers to her as Eve, right? But in that moment, as he refers to Eve, right, first one to eat the fruit, he also concedes to the prayer. And we look at that and we don't realize, you know, we pray all the time. But in that moment, she was right there with the Son of God. She was there with Jesus, having conversations, saying, we really need you. So if you think in a moment like this where all of just faith that Shelley was talking about, prayer, is it really time? Does God listen? I want to remind you that Jesus changed his timing for a simple prayer. And it wasn't about the great sacrifice, because he was also reminding her, this isn't, what does this have, he's saying, what does this have to do with me? And Mary's reminding him, right, hey, but we need you. And so Jesus says, well, all right, let's get this started. Mary moved the heart of God with a simple request, a simple prayer, that God's listening, that God's moving on your behalf. And again, anyone who doesn't believe in women in ministry, just remember that Mary Magdalene was the first one to spread the good news. So God chose a woman to come out and preach first. So fun stuff there. I'm praying for you guys, believing for you, contending with you. Obviously, my sister, love the call back to the word. I want to share something with you. If everybody could just close your eyes. I just kind of prophetically speak over this local church location, knowing that we're all one bride of Christ, but just this is a word for a redeemed church here locally. And as I was praying earlier, just during worship, and I just saw this vision of a mallet to the stake, a mallet to the stake, clearly a tent. I was like, God, what is this? Is this like batten down the hatches, because it just keeps getting crazier here? And you think about the mass exodus, the people fleeing. And I feel like God's saying time out. And Pastor Steve's even said this. Why is everybody running? If we all run, who's going to stand here? Who's going to stand in the middle of the storm here? And as I prayed about this, and I thought, like, in my head, like, what is this? Mallet to the stake. Mallet to the stake. And I was hearing it thump, 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 thump. And God gave me this picture. He said, no, I'm expanding my tent here. I'm expanding my tent here. Go ahead, I dare you to not believe of what I'm going to do and what I'm going to do in this house right here in Redeemed Church. It's an expansion time to create more space for more salvation. As people flee, I've called you to be a righteous remnant, to stand your ground, to plant the stakes deep in the ground, to expand your tent, to believe, to contend, to know that I will be faithful to the faithful. And not only will I be faithful to the ones in this room, but the stories of testimony, the story of people who stand on my word and stand on faith, I will be faithful to the faithful. I will move on your behalf. I hear the cries of the people. I hear your stance. I hear your commitment. I see you. I see you. Just like in that moment with Mary and her asking. And he says, okay, I see you. And the answer to prayer is coming. And salvation is coming. Salvation is coming. Watch me knock down. Watch me topple the enemy. Watch me break through. Watch me, watch me, watch me. And watch me do it right here in this house. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise Jesus. Somebody say, I receive that in Jesus' name. And Brother Randy, could you come up? I just want to pray over you. And anybody wants to come, just gather around Randy for this. Just come on up to the front. And then we're also going to pray for Shelly as well. So let's pray. Amen. So anybody who wants to come on up, I just want to cover this ministers' conference that's coming. And just rejoice that God is moving, restoring ministers, encouraging ministers, building the church of God through Baha Blessing and the Michelers. What a generational blessing Randy's family has been. Oh, does that mean it's not going to work now? Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you for touching Brother Randy and his whole family, God. Oh, we praise you, Jesus, for the work you're doing in Baja, Lord God, Cabo, and all through Mexico. Jesus, you're encouraging these ministers of the gospel coming to this Koinonia meeting in the beautiful hotel atmospheres, Lord God, and you have a beautiful message for each one. The gospel literally means the good news. So you're doing good work in each one of their lives, building them up in their most holy faith, that they will effectively continue to minister and be encouraged, them and their households and their families and their churches. We thank you, Lord God, for using Randy, God, and his family to encourage the body of Christ in Mexico, Jesus. We release your strength and your power over him and his household, your visions, your dreams. Just that word that Scott was sharing, Lord, from you, that you're stretching them out, expanding, stretching out the tent stakes, and we just receive that, God, over them. And speak a mighty move of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, we thank you for it, God. 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 Strengthen his arms, Jesus. Glory.
And you'll have a heart of a young man.
Jesus.
And you will run and not grow weary. You will walk and not faint. There will be younger men that will come alongside you and say, Randy, slow down, going so fast. And you won't even feel it. So not just spiritually, but also physically.
Yes.
Renewing your heart.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to God. Glory to God. I want to pray for Scott, too. That business anointing and multifaceted anointing on Scott. You want to anoint Scott? Yeah.
Don't try to get me back.
I won't get you back.
Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Yes.
In all different facilities, in all different ways. And some of them are going to be multifunctional and multi-levels. And I believe, Father, that that's what you have for Scott. And I just thank you, Father, in the busyness of things, I speak to his mind, it will always have clarity.
Oh, Jesus.
It will always have clarity. I thank you, Father, that if he will be able to compartmentalize the things that you're calling him to do, that it won't be overwhelming, like, well, I've got this, and I've got this, and I've got this. He'll be able to do all those things that you've called him to do, but it won't be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
It won't bring weight, a wealth that has no sorrow.
Yes.
I just thank you, Father, that he will provide in his hands the means for the ministries that need what he has.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And that it will flow through him. I pray for his family, Father, for a covering over them. A lot of times, Jesus, when you're in the forefront, Father, the enemy tries to strike. But we say no.
Hallelujah.
I speak from the top all the way down to the bottom. The peace of God. Peace comes over him, his wife, his girls. And that this will be a ministry that they'll be able to do together. And Father, we just praise you and we thank you that you're going before him and preparing the way.
Oh,
it's
yes,
not his
Jesus.
Weight to carry. It's just his job to distribute. Mm. Remind him that, Father. Not his weight to carry, just his job to distribute. I just thank you, Father, for giving him wisdom and reminding him it's okay if the Holy Spirit says, not this one.
Jesus.
Not this one.
Yes.
I thank you, Father, for your anointing upon him. In Jesus' name.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Can I thank you, Jesus?
Absolutely.
Scott, I just feel like that verse that I was sharing is totally for you. I'm going to give you the full version. I kind of put two verses together. But he says, be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain.
Yes,
I just feel
thank
that's
you,
a word
Jesus.
For you. And there are things that you are working on, different things, different projects, relationship, ministry. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, the word of the Lord says, your labor, you be steadfast, and you are going to do not give up.
Yes.
Be
thank
immovable,
you,
leaning on the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's not you. Your labor on these things will not be in vain. Your labor as you
glory
labor in relationships and in business and in ministry, it will not be in vain. I believe that is the word of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And now we anoint Pastor Shelley. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for the blessing that Pastor Shelley is to this church and this family. And we again, Lord, we just thank you that in the name of Jesus, according to Mark 11, 22 through 24, we can speak to the mountain and command it to cast itself into the sea. And we speak to any masses that are in her brain. We've already done this multiple times, God, but we do it again today. We say, in the name of Jesus, be removed, disappear, dissipate, go. In the name and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we speak to you in the name and by the blood of Jesus, and we call her body healthy and whole from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Oh, we praise you, Lord, for the work that's in progress. Oh, how we thank you for the mighty testimony that Pastor Shelley is. And we thank you for this, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that there'll be no more light sensitivity, Father God, no more headaches. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, that she's been feeling so much better. But we call it done in the mighty name of Jesus. We surround her with our love and our prayers and our faith. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Somebody say amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forevermore. And I cover all of you in the name of Jesus as well. Let's pray for Dana. Pray for Dana. Dana's back needs healing. Right? Gather around Dana. Shelly, you want to anoint Dana? Hallelujah. Go ahead, hon.
Father, I just thank you right now
yes.
for touching Dana.
Cool. Oh, sorry.
Thank you, Lord, for touching Dana.
Ke la da ba ba shoto no kore re ke shita la da ma da ke shite. Ah la da ma shoto re de shita la da ba da. Hallelujah. Bere ke shita la da ma shoto ro da ma la la kore re de ke shita da. Halalaba mashondorova manana nene. Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Surround her, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray for Sherry Lynn. Let's pray for Sherry Lynn. Hallelujah. We anoint Sherry Lynn right now in Jesus' wonderful name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mekela. Just gather around, family. Gather around. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you for the wonderful testimony that Sherry Lynn has been all her life, God. Hallelujah. The joy that comes out of her. Oh, the life that just radiates from her, God. And that's you on the inside of her, Jesus. She has a relationship with Jesus that none of us know about. And I thank you right now, Lord. We speak the supernatural strength of God and her body on her right side. We thank you for that it has been getting better, Lord. But we just speak that the right leg, right arm are waking up. We thank you, Father, for strength to her heart and to her blood. In the name of Jesus. Reversing the effects of Down syndrome, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for deafness, Lord. Their ears are opening. Her tongue is loosed. And God, we give you the praise for the mighty work of your Spirit in her life. Hallelujah. And we praise you for being her healer. In Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory, 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 glory. Praise. Let's pray for Rosie. Let's pray for Rosie. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Here, Randy, get some oil on Rosie. Here.
All right.
Yes.
There we go, there we go.
Oh, we loosen the life of God on Rosie's body. In Jesus' name, we speak the supernatural healing power of God in her body.
Yes. That's right.
No more pain.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we say it.
Healing.
A complete and total healing and reversal of any injury in her body.
Amen.
We declare her body healthy and whole.
That's right.
In the name and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we praise you for Rosie, God. She's such a firefly in your kingdom, Lord. She lights up the darkness wherever she goes. And I thank you for lightening her load.
Amen.
Lightening her load.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. For your yoke is easy and your burden is light.
Thank you.
And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just give God praise, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think we can expect more of these kind of moments in the future where we just let the Holy Ghost lead us. Words of knowledge and healings and deliverances. Oh, praise Jesus. Just lift your hands and say, I receive my healing. I receive healing in my body from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I call me well. What's the scripture, Shelley? Jeremiah 17? Jeremiah 30, 17. We'll read that as we close. 37? 30, 17? I got it. Aren't you a pastor? Don't you have the Bible memorized? No, not exactly. Right? We say this over you today. For I will restore, somebody say restore, health to you and heal you of all your wounds, says the Lord. Because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, no one seeks her. I will heal you of your wounds. I will restore health to you. What are the words that restore defines as? It's on our bathroom mirror. Spring up, mount up, rise up, perfect. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody just say, I receive the fullness of that restoration in every area of my life. Spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Somebody say amen.